Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now, imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Welcome to the Bruise and Shine podcast.
Today with a New Year's special.
Featuring us, the Swedish sisters, Josephine Roos and Victoria Roos Olsen.
Based in Brighton and Atlanta, we share experiences from our international lives and careers.
Good morning. This is Victoria sending from Atlanta.
And good afternoon. This is Josephine from Brighton. And hi to all new listeners. And for those of you that don't know, each year we do a New Year special where we reflect and look over the year that's been and set our vision for the next year.
Which is basically our favorite episode every year.
That's basically why we do the podcast.
Yes, exactly. So today's episode is all about sort of tuning in on the aspect of how to create a vision board and why we should do it.
Yes. So this time around, we really decided to get practical. Mm-hmm. So taking the big picture and the vision, mm-hmm. but also supporting us and new listeners to get this idea onto paper.
Yes. So a few practical tips as well as some inspiration.
So why do we have a vision board, Victoria?
Well, here's the thing. Some of us might think that this is sort of just a sweet art project in disguise. And if you happen to be one of those, think again. Because what we know is that vision boards works. And it's quite simple why that's the case. Because what we focus on expands. And visualization really helps us achieve. And there's so many research on that. And I read about in Psychology Today, for example, they reported that when weightlifters lift their weights, they're activating a certain part of their brain cells that actually makes them lift even better, right? Mm-hmm. And it's interesting because we talk about muscle memory, but really it's brain memory. And the fact is that they saw that even when the weightlifters watched or visualized pictures of them lifting these strong weights, mm-hmm. they activated that same channel, if you wish, in their brain, which ultimately sort of made them stronger.
That's so interesting. And that relates a lot to what my psychologists always say, which is that you visualize and you think of things that you want as if you already have it.
Yeah.
So it's always that idea that you want to think of it and picture it as if it's already happened to you.
Yeah. And that's interesting because I was so much enjoying your interview with Vanessa on our podcast, mm-hmm. and how she was just saying that, talk about it as if, not as like, oh, in the future, I would like it to be, but I'm here, I'm on this island. And that's a little bit, in a sense, we're creating that island if you listen into that episode.
Yes, absolutely. So the vision board is really a visual tool to get these ideas and this future you to put that on paper and really start to see that happening in front of your eyes right now.
Yeah. And really what it is, it gives you the chance to sort of identify and give clarity because some are crystal clear. But for others, I think the piece on reflection is what might take a little bit longer here. Mm-hmm. What it also does, it's sort of fortifying your positive intentions, right? So it's like, this is what I'm thinking about. And now you really put it on papers. And I, all of those of you who have been in workshops with me, you know I'm always asking you to write things down, because what we want to do is to move it from this idea in our head onto paper. That's sort of like mentally taking that first leap towards making it happen. So that's really what it is all about. Stephen Covey talks about everything is created twice. And now I would argue that everything is created three times. First, it's sort of created in your head, then you get it on the paper, and then you make it happen.
Yeah. So the idea with the vision board then, and I think it was the first time we actually did it last year, both of us,
yeah,
is that we created a vision board that we really put onto paper and made visual. Before that, we've kind of always gone through our diaries and reflected on goals and set up, you know, the next step for the next part of the year or of the life. But now really making it visual is something that you can put up on your wall, and it can actually help you to focus,
yeah,
focus each day.
Exactly. All right. So we have five simple steps to follow to create this vision board. So let's just get into them.
Absolutely. So the first step is to reflect.
Mm-hmm.
So reflect on what really matters and what is really important in your life right now.
Yes.
So if you, for example, already have a mission statement, or if that is something that you want to file on or work on, that is something that you can now pick up and start to go through and develop further.
Yeah, exactly. So how do you do this, Josephine, when you're sort of reflecting on what matters?
Well, for me, it's quite easy at this point because I have done so much reflection the last 3 or 4 months in terms of career redesign.
Mm-hmm.
So I have my values quite clearly figured out. But otherwise, that is something that I would start to do.
Mm-hmm.
Really start to think, okay, what are the most important things coming up for me in my life? And if some people will know this very clearly, other people might, you know, could benefit from reading online. There are these lists of suggestions of different values. And
mm-hmm.
they might change from last year, or they might be adapted to some extent. Obviously, your key values wouldn't completely transform, but maybe there's something that you want to focus on or adapt. For example, I would have said collaboration,
mm-hmm.
while always been important to me, I've seen that as a more significant value that is certainly going to come up on my list for next year.
Yeah, I think that's really, really great. And I start out, so I do have a mission statement, and I kind of revisit it then every year at this time. So as you know, I use my 7 most important roles. I follow the process set up in the 7 habits of highly effective people and in our 5 choices. So some years I change out a role. Like, I mean, 2 years ago, I swapped my yoga teacher role for the author role, because there's just so many of the important roles that truly fit into our lives, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then what I try to do, and what I'm sort of getting into the process of doing right now. So I use really the holiday season to read a lot, reflect a lot. And another interesting thing that I do is I revisit last year's goals and last year's vision board. So even though for us, it was the first year we did the board to put up on the wall, I use the same mythology, but I had it in my journal, right? So I go back and say and it's interesting because now this year I've had it in front of me all the time. So, but really looking at that. And I do think that's also key to reflect on the year that has been.
Absolutely. And get the chance to kind of see what went the way that you wanted to, what didn't, and get a chance to celebrate some of the successes, because
yeah,
we tend to kind of just run towards the next thing.
And one key point is also, I think, to reflect back on the year that has been. And we all know that 2020 has been sort of a crazy year. But if we do it in relation to the vision board and what we set ourselves up for a year ago, now that you look back to your vision board, what happened? What didn't happen? What are you proud about? What can you add on to, you know, what can you learn from what you put then and how it went?
Yeah, I mean, this year, what a year. And we all have had our individual experiences from it. What I think when I started to do this and we sat together in our beautiful home in Lindalen and created this board, we were sitting there together and I have loads of pictures of kind of star signs and yoga and a bit of magic and so on. And what I can honestly say is that it's been a year of deep reflection and I would say transformation for me in many ways. And that's not reflected on the board. I mean, that was not a goal. That's hard to kind of say that that's something like, oh, I want to achieve this. But I believe that I have put things as in motherhood, creativity, explore femininity, and parts of that.
Yeah.
Approach the universe with a curious mind that have really helped me and that I have applied while going through this journey of what has been this year.
Yeah.
And it says eat more plants. And I have eaten a lot more plants.
That's good. That's good.
What about you?
Yeah, I look at this now and it's interesting. I had a few key words that I worked around with related to my mission. And one was all about learning. And yes, oh my God, have I learned things this year? So many different things, which has been really good. And I really feel like, yep, I'm on track. And one was about love and compassion. And that was more sort of, yeah, okay, it's a core value for me. I really think I can learn from how I created my vision board to improve it for this year. Mm-hmm. It was all about creativity. I think I've had a little room for creativity, which I really liked. When it came to sort of my body, like nourish, I think I've done okay, but it's sort of a constant struggle. But what's interesting, I did put a little piece of sort of my star sign, sort of the horoscope for 2020. And it's interesting because it did say like this year is going to be crazy. There's going to be so many things. It's like, really? Did the stars predict COVID? I don't know. But yeah.
Yeah. And for me, the star sign was all telling me that this year, the one to come, 2021, is the one to prepare for. So I really hope, even though one could always wish that one had, you know, gone even further on their journey.
Uh-huh.
I think it's really about accepting where you are and the amount of foundation work that has been built.
Yeah.
So it's really, I think that everyone listening should take that time. If you're not naturally a person who celebrates every movement along your way, reflect a little bit on all of the huge and small things that you have done and how that will help you in 2021.
Yeah, I love that. Celebrate all the successes, the things that did go well, the things that you did learn, right?
Yeah. And then I have some things, and maybe that's a lesson also for the next vision board. I have like early morning, rise and wake up early. And that reflects, I mean, that's great, but mm-hmm. it also reflects a bit of the kind of demands that one has on oneself. Like, why trying to go up even earlier than you're already doing when you have a small toddler, you know, maybe wait a bit, you know?
Yeah.
So it shows me a little bit on some of the points that maybe I don't have to kind of put so many demands there, but yeah. More vision, more inspiration, less to-dos.
Yeah. So, okay. So that sums up the first step, which is all about reflection.
Mm-hmm.
And so reflect on the past year, but also think about the future and who you want to be and what's important. And we do have a few episodes. If you want to dig a little bit deeper and have a little bit more inspiration, that I think would be helpful. So we'll share some of the other episodes towards the end if you want to go deeper. Let's go on to the next part. So what do we do then? Once we've reflected and spent some time doing that, what's the next step, Josephine?
Well, the next part is then defining what you want to manifest.
Mm-hmm.
What do you really want to have up on your board? And what I will focus on this year is really what will inspire me.
Yeah.
And so I will be looking for a lot of visuals that are really helping me when I look at this board to kind of quickly see, okay, this is where I'm going. And also reassuring me that I'm on the right track.
Yeah. And I think, you know, you can choose different aspects here. You can decide to go and think, is this actually a vision board for 2021 or is it one for your life? You can decide, is it going to be, are you going to make one for each of your roles, maybe one for your career? So that's it. But really think about what's the magic that you want to get in there. And I just read this interesting idea that Jim Carrey, apparently when he started out as an actor, he wrote himself a check for $10,000 with the sort of line like for acting services. And mm-hmm. he put that on his wall. And that was then the exact sum that he got for one of his big hit movies like 10 years later or something like that. So talk about a vision board.
Was it $10,000 or $1 million?
I don't know. Yeah. yeah, probably a lot more than that. But here's the thing. Claim your goals, right? This is part of doing this. Believe in them and say like, you know, because it's one thing to just put like something at random, but I'd love for everyone to sort of just dig in a little bit deeper than so. And to do that, I think it's important to think like, why do these goals really matter to me? Just like you said like, I'm going to get up early, like really early. Mm-hmm. Why really, you know, why is that so important?
To be productive.
Yeah.
And that's so silly. Like we all just want to be productive for no, like really think about what you want to be rather than what you want to do.
Yeah, exactly. And also to think of life as sort of long-term. I was just talking to another working mom who has younger children, just like you. And she's like, oh, Victoria, you're reading so much. And I said, well, I have two teenagers, right? So at night, there's no one apart from my husband who really is interested in talking to me, right? There's so much else going on. So there's more time.
Yeah.
So I think give yourself a little bit of slack and set the most important things that really do matter. And maybe, by the way, one thing that would make a big difference is to get up early for some people if they would get into the routine. But to reflect on that. And another thing that I think is important is we're talking about goals now, but it doesn't have to be about goals. It can also be about what are the feelings I want to have? How do I want to feel this year?
I think that's great. And I just want to add there, because I had this fantastic conversation, and it's this idea that one could, for example, choose a picture that represents your life now. If you had a bank of pictures, choose a picture that represents your life now, and then choose a picture which is what you want your life to be represented by. And that's really the same idea with this vision board. We don't have to stay. If the picture that we're having of our life now is not the way that we would like it to be, we don't have to stay in that picture. We can choose another picture and we can move towards that.
Yeah, that's wonderful. And I also heard the idea, which I thought that's a cool idea, to think and look back at your own pictures, right, from the past 10 or 15 years and think about when were you in like these happy moments, right, that really gave you wonderful energy, and even add a picture of yourself. So I'm thinking us in Italy and, you know, or maybe like when I was on the stage or World Business Forum, I'm like starting to picture those feelings and those moments that I want to recreate again in my life.
Yeah. And remember that, you know, we are on the journey already. It's again, not that idea of a final destination where we will be happier.
Yeah.
But bringing up, I think that's a great idea. And the other thought I also had, because it is becomes very goal oriented when we speak about a vision board. And for people that have gone through loss or really have had a hard year and might not feel so much kind of inspiration to put on clear goals, or maybe don't know where the next step is. Focus rather on finding things that are inspiring to you.
Yeah.
Beautiful things that you would want to put on a board, and let that guide you. So more let that inner gut feeling guide you of where to go and what to put up, as opposed to writing it all down as a clear goal list.
Yeah, I love that. And, you know, it's interesting because I've been toying with the idea in the past few weeks. What if I don't put any goals for 2021, right? And just say like, no, this is who I want to be. And like, and I've been, as you know, thinking a lot about how I think the world right now need more kindness. And I was thinking maybe that would be my sort of keyword, like just focus on being kind. And when I say that, I mean to myself, to my family, but also to all the other people that I meet. So rather than focusing on the goals, focusing on who to be, what to feel, and perhaps also what to do to make it a little bit more tangible. So that could be a personal experiment for me, being so goal-oriented.
No, and I mean, and that's so important. And I mean, we have reflected on this and the listeners don't know yet, but really for the next year with the podcast, we're really thinking to take it more towards the kindness, yeah. The kindness towards self, the kindness towards others, mm-hmm. And also a bit of reducing potentially all of the demands that we constantly put on ourselves. So I think it's great to have a vision board, which is more related to kind to self, kind to others, and less achieving,
yeah,
potentially.
Having said all of that, I still believe in the power of setting goals. So if you feel like, no, I want to have a change in my life, I want to do things differently, you might want to look in what are the things that's going to make that happen. Mm. And actually, it's crazy, but for example, well, it's not crazy, but, well, I don't know, but one of the most common New Year's resolutions is lose weight, right? Mm-hmm. But here's the example. Very often then what we do is we say, oh, so I'm going to lose weight. And then we put up this picture, if we do a vision, of someone looking really skinny or like that, that's it. But rather than focus so much on the end goal, here's my recommendation. Look for what are the things that you need to do to get there. Mm. So rather of having someone looking smashingly hot in some bikini, right? Have someone or take a picture of someone out running and enjoying, like looking really happy out running or whatever it is,
yeah,
that inspires you to do what it is that you need to do to make that vision happen.
No, that's fantastic. And then looking, when doing the goal list, looking at SMART goals.
Yeah.
So checking that they are, you know, achievable and that there are things that you can get to.
And maybe those goals go somewhere else rather than not on the vision board. I think that's what I learned this year. I put too much text on my vision board.
And me you can too. So,
yeah, right?
Yes, but so, we did create them together.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm going to have more visions, more sort of, or symbols or one sentence. And then all of that, the text and the more details can go into the journal.
Absolutely.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns, so you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact? You can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
So what are some of the things that you're thinking you want to manifest on your vision boards?
Well, we're still developing our future in Mallorca. So I want to have my beautiful picture of my inspirational Mallorcan house or even my office there would mm-hmm. be beautiful. I'd love to see more people next year. I'd love to be speaking in front of people and sharing maybe the podcast, maybe other interesting work that we're doing. So I want to have pictures of people together. Yeah, and then the yoga and the health, which I feel like I'm on the right path, but to continue to have that in there.
Oh, that's wonderful. So let's see if we can still have, we'll talk about create later. But the next step then, so the very first one is reflecting, then you are going into defining. So what's really going to make the cut to the board? And what's the next step then, Josephine?
And the third one is to prepare and get organized for actually making this happen, right?
Yeah.
So I actually went to the store yesterday, to a stationery shop, and browsed around there and got a big kind of paper board, like a hard paper cut, A2 maybe in size. Yeah. So a big one. And then, of course, just getting nice pens, nice paper, and a bunch of images would be fantastic. So if you have magazines or even a Pinterest board where you can print out from, but really being inspired by having a lot of different pictures to look at.
Oh, yeah, that's wonderful. So, yeah, this step is really, it's quite simple. It's just gather material, pick a time when you're going to do it, decide what it's going to look like so that once you get into the next step, you're ready. And we like to pick the pictures and have it on the wall. But of course, there's, you know, you can do it in an electronic format. I think there are even places where you can go online and do it and then it's sort of printed out for you, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And then, of course, as you said, if you do it electronically, I mean, you can have it as a screensaver on your computer. So it's the first thing that you see when you open up your laptop.
Yeah.
Or if you'd have it as a board, which I will make it, maybe you can put it, if you don't have a beautiful office like you, maybe you want to have it in your wardrobe or somewhere where you open and see every day. And the whole idea is that it becomes a bit of your touching stone, right?
Yeah.
Where you can go back to.
Exactly, exactly. So I would say when you are at this phase, you know, be a little bit picky, look a little further and look for keywords and quotes. So if you have a little bit of time leading up to when you're actually going to sit down and do it, that might be a good part to also prepare for the next step, which is number 4, create.
Yes.
So now here we're going to make it.
Yes. So here it's really about finding that calm spot. I mean, maybe you do this just before Christmas, maybe just after, just as the new year is arriving. I've been talking to a number of people and we've all been reflecting on how this time of the year is, it's both very introvert, but it's a very creative time of the year as well.
Yeah.
So digging deep into, or rather I would say, using that energy, which is around us, the spirit and this energy of creativity, and hopefully that there's some calm as well at home or wherever you are, so that you can claim that space for yourself and start creating.
Yeah, exactly. And let's see if we can do it on Zoom together this year, Josephine.
Yeah.
But I have the luxury of having at least one of my daughters. She loves to join me on this creation. And I just like the feeling of putting on some lovely music and just have sort of a creative workshop, right? For a few hours even.
So lovely music, a bit of a nice tea.
Or
candles
wine.
Lit. Start with tea and then kind of wine. Otherwise, the board will maybe be
very
too
creative.
Exciting. And exactly. Depends on what you want for 2021. And then if you are someone into tarot card or angel cards, I mean, you could pull a card. You can do any kind of little ritual that might help you feel even more inspired.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. And then when it comes to the creation, of course, everyone can create their own. But I think do have a little bit of a plan maybe for your layout. So I, for example, I start with what I find is like the core in the center. And then I think like the spaces for the different parts that, I mean, this is what we prepared in the previous step. So I don't come with the, once I'm getting into doing it, I've already done a little bit of reflection.
Mm.
And I read somewhere and I thought that was a cool idea to leave a little space blank, you know, on your mission board or vision board, because, you know, many of us do, and you and I do, is sort of that half midterm review, like half year review. Mm-hmm. And things changes, right? So maybe there is something that we want to add later on. So perhaps leave a little bit of space for that.
Leave a bit of space. And what we've learned is maybe write less and use more imagery and symbols, colors, make it beautiful, make it something that you really want to look at.
Yeah, exactly. Be a little picky of your pictures. So I do remember that one of the pictures that I picked, and it actually is quite nice, but it's a little bit fun. It's someone sitting in a yoga pose with a glass of wine, holding up a glass of wine, right? Mm-hmm. And it's kind of flirting with the idea that, yes, let's do that yoga, that running, but also it's okay to enjoy that glass of nice red wine on a Friday night, right? Mm-hmm. And that picture has been really inspirational for me. I've loved seeing that picture. So yeah, be choosy about your pictures. You're going to watch this for the year to come, ideally.
Yeah, and maybe some more pictures of myself. I don't have anything of me.
No, me neither.
Maybe something of me to inspire me. We'll see. Yeah.
And if you think about that, like right now, you sort of, you're spontaneous. What pictures of you would you put, like thinking back? What are inspirational photos that you really like, that you'd love to have on your vision board?
Of myself?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, gosh. It's just some kind of picture where I look smashing. but possibly a picture of also kind of visioning what you want to have, right? So the pictures together with friends, mm-hmm. or together with my husband or with my kids, some kind of inspirational picture where you kind of are reminded of what's really important in life and what it's all really for.
Yeah, I see a few pictures I want to put on mine that are, pictures from when we were in good places and we're really enjoying ourselves.
When we were together.
I know. I was just waiting for you.
Maybe I should get a picture of your house in Alpharetta.
Yes.
That's so as a goal,
I'm going to send you one.
To finally go and visit you.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Oh, I'm going to have Sweden up there. Well, okay. So that's part of the creation. And yes, like maybe do a vision board party if you feel that you're inspired by others, and get together some friends and or family members and do it together and enjoy that creative space.
Oh, and I just thought, if you do it, can't you please tag us at Roos and Shine on Instagram? That would be absolutely lovely, because then we can see what you're doing.
Oh, we would love that. And even if you don't mind sharing, but what do they look like? We would love that. So that actually leads us to number 5, which is manifest.
Like, yes,
put it where you can see it.
I realize I have broken our order because I've already talked about it. But yeah, I think the laptop screen is a great idea to manifest it, to have it. The wardrobe is another one, or the in the office as well.
Yeah, exactly. That's good. So I brought mine, as we already mentioned, last year was the first one we really did the vision board. Mm-hmm. And I brought mine all the way from Sweden, from our Christmas holidays to Alpharetta. I've had it in my office all year. And it's just been really good sometimes, especially this turbulent year, to just take time out and have a quick check-in with my vision board. Mm. So, yeah, I'd recommend everyone to do that.
My vision board has traveled even further. It's been both in Sweden and in Colombia and now in Brighton. So
that's amazing.
Yeah, I hope my other vision board kind of is more stable.
Yes, my vision board is not going to go anywhere the next year. That's for, So those are very much like the 5 steps. So start on reflection, then define what it is that you really want to manifest, then take some time for preparation for the vision board, then the creation, which of course is really, really lovely, and finally put it where it matters to you. So if you think like, all right, that's great, I'm ready to start, but what about that reflection, or I want a bit more inspiration? We went through and listened to our old episodes, or we didn't listen, but we went through and checked, Like, where are some of them that could add some additional inspiration?
Mm-hmm. So you can look through our New Year's special, the episode number 16, which is all about reflecting of the year and the year to come.
So lots of good questions there even. Actually, there's also a pep sheet on our homepage on that one with lots of questions if you think that might be helpful.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So go to roosandshine.com and look at the podcast page. And there, of course, you will see all of the podcasts and their pep sheets.
Mm-hmm.
Number 24, on how to lead a long and happy life and career. So it's very career-inspired episode to reflect on. 27, find your values and act in accordance. So that could be a really good one if you're not really sure where to start in terms of your values.
Yeah.
And then last year's New Year's special was New Year's Evolution with Bea Bosnak.
Yes.
I really want to go back myself actually and listen, because she drew tarot cards for the year to come and set the intentions. So I would like to see kind of where whether some of this craziness of 2020 could have been predicted through her insights. But that's a lovely episode and conversation to listen to. And then number 50, where we talk about how to make new habits stick.
Yeah.
So that's also a really good one. If you know what your goals are, but don't necessarily know how to achieve them, you can go in and listen to that episode.
Yeah, exactly. And of course, then there are millions of books to read on the topics. And I will put up a few of them on our Instagram account, some recommendations as well. So finally, before you go, if you did like this episode and if you do know of someone that you think would need a little bit of a pep on how to make a vision board, please pass this forward. And also please give us a rating, because, you know, knowing that you are enjoying our episodes is really what makes us continue, right, Josephine?
Absolutely. That is so important. So thank you all for sharing and helping us grow and seeing this as a little Christmas gift to be passed on to someone who might need the inspiration.
Yeah.
And then if you want to follow us meanwhile, follow us on LinkedIn, Victoria Roos Olsen, Josephine Roos, or on Instagram, Roos and Shine.
Mm-hmm.
Have a lovely holiday season and happy new year. And we wish you loads of creativity, reflection and magic.
Yes, wishing you all a wonderful, wonderful holiday season. Love you. Thank you for listening. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.